Today's daf is sponsored. Two sponsors. Number one, in memory of Norman Cram on the occasion of his first yard site, Nachum Shimon Ben Yitzchak Aryeh, Alav HaShalom. We thank the Cram family for sponsoring, and also sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Louis Lester Levine, sponsored by his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, L'zecha Nishmas Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda, Alav HaShalom, whose 24th yard site was last Shabbos. Okay, so two sponsorships. We thank for the sponsorship, and now we get back into Bava Kama. Not Bava Kama yet, Kiddushin. I'm sorry. Day and a half left, 2 days left to Maseches Kiddushin, and we are on Pei Amid Beis at the two dots as we continue in the sugyas of Yichud. And we continue, we are at the two dots, just to read you the Chaim Shmulevitz that I ended off with yesterday. We had a Machlokas Tanoim between Abishol and possibly our Mishnah, or possibly not, whether we are Choshesh for issues of Yichud at a time of a Levaya, at a time of a tragedy. And some Tanoim said that we don't. No, everybody's focused on the other things right now. We're not worried. But the other opinion says, no, my Yisonin Adam Chai, the Pasuk's really about a person who is, about anyone who's complaining. What's a person going to complain about? Gavar Achatov, Afilu B'Shaz Aninu Social Adam Yisro Mizgabar Olav. And if these persons complaining, so the Gemara mentions that Dayo Chayim Shenasati Lo. Isn't it enough life that I have given him? So if Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, Maimar Chavtes, titled Osher HaChayim, he discusses the Medrash that is quoted in Maseches Sotah and Daf Yud Aleph, that there were three people in the cabinet of Paro in Mitzrayim. Gimel HaYabosa Eitza, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. Bilam gave the advice of Havanis Chachmalo, and let's kill them. Eov was quiet. He didn't say anything, and he was Nidon B'Yisurin, as we know, Eov. And Yisro, that ran away, he was Zochad Mibnei Banav, Sheyesho Belisha Sagazis. And the Shaila is, so, fine, Yisro ran away, and we know what happened to him. But Eov didn't say a word. Eov didn't support the idea. He just stayed quiet. So, Nidon B'Yisurin and Bilam, that gave the advice, he was killed. Is it so clear that being killed is worse than going through Yisurin? Yisurei shel Eov, says Rechai Shmulevitz. That's l'chor what you see from the Gemara, Rechman al-Islan. And he quotes our Gemara, Ma Yisrael Adam al-Gebra Chatov. He quotes the Rashi and Kiddushin, Lama Yisraim Adam al-Akoros ha-Ba'os alav. Why is the person complaining? Right, he's quoting Rashi right here. Achar kol ha-chesed sha'ani osa imo shenasati lo chayim. Klomar says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Matanas Achaim Iko Gdola Ad Shelu Masa Kol Yisurim Sheva Olameinim Nachshavan LaUma. Rachmana Litzlan. Obviously, extreme cases is pain, but most of the time, when we just have headaches in life and things that bother us, we have to put it into perspective. And he quotes Reb Leib Chasman, who gives the mashal, Shad La Adam Shezacha Bezachia Gdola Begoral. Somebody wins the lottery, billions of tons of money. Ubaosa Shah Nishvra Kado Chaviso. At that very moment, his barrel breaks. Him chashu b'tzar muat zeh b'shas ha-simcha gedola. Is he going to focus on the little tzar at that moment? It'll just be batel. Haraya osher shenafa b'chelko mevatel korik shei tzar k'tanim. Habayim ala adam b'chaya yom yom. Kach ha-adam lahargish b'chesed ha-chayim. What we say, berchaz ha-shachar in the morning. Simchas ha-vashot tzrichan lios la-ein keitz v'shir. Actually, Yachush lo Yargish b'chol akoros habaos alav. We have to realize, we have to try to get over that, and that's the David HaMelech, Yasor Yisrania, even v'lamaves lo nesanani. But as long as you didn't give me lamaves, you know, it's still I could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he goes through the this idea, and then he says v'lo od el shadam sheinu marik karoyes osher achaim olaf sidam legamri. He quotes Rachman al-Islan Yaakov the Medrash and the Das HaKenim by Yaakov Avinu, who complained about his life, remember, in front of Paro. And Chazal even say, on the level that he was on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did okay. You know, you don't like it, so I'm going to remove some from you. Rachmana Litzlan. And he discusses more and more related to this. The Vilna Gaon, he quotes the story at the end of his life. He grabbed his tzitzis and he cried, My yakari olam hazeh, shebekama prutos, epsha lezakos, lemitzvah tzitzis, veleros panei hashchina, vila b'olam haba, e epsha lasika, ba'ad kolhon. Right? You have to realize the godless of Olam Hazeh. But that's the Rashi and this last pasuk that was quoted from Eicha. Okay, so now we're back to the two dots, pay and abase towards the bottom. So as we know, yesterday we started the Mishnah about the laws of Yichud. We gave it a little introduction, Machlokas Rishonim, whether the source of Yichud is Darabanan or Daraisa, whether it is, there are definitely different stages of history, and some of Yichud is Darabanan for sure. The question is the source Daraisa? It's a question I had to understand that line yesterday of Minah Hanimili, and then it says Remez L'Yichud Min HaTorah. How much is that a daraisa? Rashi and Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel sounds like it's a din daraisa. The source and the Rambam sounds like it is a divrei Kabbalah, Machlokas, Beis Yosef, and others. What the Rambam means. We did mention the Lekach Tov and Simen Ches that this is one of the examples of a siyag daraisa. If you assuming that the laws of Yichud daraisa, this goes on the list. Even though again most siyagim are derabanan, here this would be a siyag daraisa. He quotes this as number 7 in his list. He quotes, "Mavur de iser yichud urak mishum siyag v'geder atubia avabishu iser daraisa ukudam rishon v'kiddushin remez liyichud min haTorah." He quotes, "V'im kein gambazem matzid aled yisiyag min haTorah to pashet de eino vaday she yivol im yisyached." Right, it's not vaday that a person is going to have bia, so it's a siyag daraisa. And he quotes negia according to the Rambam could be a siyag daraisa. Right, that itself, that's what he says. Like we said yesterday. Yichud is not a gzeira mishum negia chibuk v'nishuk, even though that is true, that's also a daraisa, that also, a siyag l'siyag, okay, the Rama, idea might be, ein apuchab is larayas, these siyagim could fly through each other very quickly, and therefore, both need to be instituted. But Rav Yosef Engel discusses at length there, that we find many times this concept. The Torah asks you can't even have chametz in your house because you might come to eat it. The Torah says, the Kesef Mishnah says, you can't even cook basar b'chalav because you might come to eat basar b'chalav. And various other examples of the concept of a siyag d'oraisa. But this is laws of Yichud which come up all the time. So let's now get into some of the details as the Gemara gets into. Aval isha achas. So the Mishnah said that a man cannot be misyachedes with two women, but one woman can be misyachedes with two men. We say that we need more precautions on the side of a man because a man is more emphatic and stronger in terms of trying to convince, and a woman possibly could be easily convinced to try something inappropriate. So isha achas, amar viud amar rav, lo shanu ela b'ksheirim. All these halachas only apply to ksheirim. Kosher individuals. But if we know there is somebody who is known to be involved in these type of illicit activities, someone is not so careful. Even if there were 10 people, still it would not be allowed. The Ritva says that stam b'nei adam k'sherim. Unless you know otherwise, you could assume they're kosher unless they're known to be parts. Good. Havi Ma'isav, Otsiyu, Asar B'mita. Rachmana Lislah, there was a story, and they carried out a woman who they pretended to be dead, but really she wasn't, in a coffin, and they ended up being with her. Amar of Yosef, Teda, D'mechabri Be'asara, I'll prove to you that sometimes people get together in order to sin. D'mechabri Be'asara, V'gan V'kshura, two people could get together to steal a board. They wouldn't be able to be carried by one person. They're not embarrassed from each other. We know that there's sometimes people can get together to sin, so to here we are worried about that. Good. Neima Misayale, let's try to prove this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Marav that is Dafka, not Prutzim, because we know from the Gemara in Maseches Sota, most of those Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, we know when a man is on the way to Yerushalayim with his wife to go through the process of Sota, Bezin sends with them two Talmidei Chachamim, Shema Yavo Lehabaderech, because we're worried if the husband is with the wife on the road, right? They make up with each other. So then we don't want the process to continue because then the Mesota waters are not going to work and Hashem's name is going to be erased for nothing. So that's why we sent to Talmidei Chachamim. So why is that? Talmidei Chachamim in Shita Amalo. Isn't that specifically Talmidei Chachamim we send because of issues of Yichud? But if Stam people that could be Prutzim, we don't send. Isn't that the emphasis why the Gemara says Shnei Talmidei Chachamim? Answer, no. There could be maybe for Hilchas Yichud, that's not a raya. Shiny, Talmid Chachamim, why do we send them? Diyadi Las Ruyebe, because they will know to warn him. They will tell him, you know, if you go through this, if you have beer with your wife here, then the whole water is not going to work, and the mesota, you'll never know what happened with your wife, and it is not a good idea, right? That is why usi, they're needed for the hasra, not dafka needed for the yichud. The achronim ask, we're going to get to soon the concept of ba'ala ba'ir. But if the husband and wife are together, so there's no issues of yichud here. But so here, you know, why are we nervous? Right, the husband and the wife are together, and the two people. But here the problem is they're prutzim. Here the problem is that look at the behavior that she just went through. We can't have the regular rules, and therefore it would have a higher standard. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Lo shanu ela ba'ir. Another limitation. This is only ba'ir. That's when the rules apply. That one woman and two men. Avo baderech. But if it's a traveling on the way, ashu shlosha. You need three men. Why? Shemi yitztarech echad meim lahashna. One of them's going to have to go to the bathroom. They'll go to the side. V'nimsa echad misyachid me'erva. And that's why there's going to be only one of the men. If there's only two men and one goes to the bathroom, so then only one man is going to be left, and there's going to be yichud on the road, and that's why you would need three. Lema mesayale. So again, doesn't this prove? Mosum lo shteita b'di chachamim, shema yavo le baderech. Shrei v'ihu atlasa. You said two tamid chachamim, so it's three altogether. So doesn't that prove Rav Yehuda Marav again? Hasam ki yichid devi alei sadi. Again, no raya. Maybe there, maybe your two would be enough. Over there, you need two tavei chachamim because you want two to be edim that bia took place, and therefore the process of sota would not continue. But otherwise, there is no specific raya for this in this regard. Again, a lot of hilchos yichud. It's not always like this, but in most cases of yichud, if the parties involved do not feel inhibited, don't feel like anybody's going to walk right in, so then we will probably, in most cases, it's going to be usser. If they feel inhibited somehow, there's a window open, somebody can walk in at any time, right? All the cases of doctor's offices and taxis and other situations that come up, babysitting. If anybody can walk in at any moment, so then generally it's not going to be yichud. That's not the rule, but a lot of the halachos reflect the feelings of the people involved in terms of how comfortable they are. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav v'Rav Yehuda, havika azli b'urcha. If we have time towards that a little bit later, we'll go through some of the Lamaisa cases. Rav v'Rav Yehuda, havika azli b'urcha. They were traveling. Remember, Rav was Rav Yehuda's Rebbe. Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling. B'urcha, havika azla, he shaita, he it's a kamayu. There was a woman that came in front of them. Amar le Rav l'Rav Yehuda, dal kareich b'kami gehenim. Quickly run, get ahead of her. Get ahead of her. We don't want to be in front of by gehenim because we're going to be in a situation of yichud. Amar le v'hamar hu da'amar b'ksheirim shaper dami. But 1 minute, we're two men, two and one. Isn't that not a problem of yichud? We're ksheirim. Amar le says Rav miyemar d'ksheirim kagona na. Va'at, who says we're on the level of ksheirim? Ela kagon mai kagon Rabbi Chanina bar Papi v'chaverav. Who says we're on the level? The Ramban said he said it derech hanava. Obviously, Rav and Rabbi Yehuda were two of the greatest of the generation, but he was teaching that we should never be in the situation. Again, there are various discussions. The Chashuke Chemedi or his cases. How much does one have to go to prevent yichud? So as much as we can, we have to prevent yichud. What if it's a danger? What if it's a person is in a situation of yichud and is dangerous to get out of the situation of yichud? So does one? How much does one have to risk? So the answer is, one doesn't have to risk their lives for it. This is not, is this not bizrayu? Pashtus, one does not have to put themselves into a dangerous situation to prevent yichud, but one just has to think ahead and try not to be in the situation in the first place. And realize that any public place generally is not going to be yichud, right? It's just a question of whether in a private area where no one could see and no one is expected to come in. But even Rav, you know, took extra precautions. There is a scary story that's quoted by the Lev Elio, Relio Lopian. It's quoted in his Sefer on page Reish Pei Dalin. He quotes, Siper li ha-Rav ha-Tzadik ha-Gadol, Rav Ha'ir Aleska, Shekara Ba'atzmo, Bepinkes HaKol She'ir Lisa. He had the Pinkes. We know in Europe there were many Pinkesim of communities, of different stories that occurred in the history of the community. So there was a story in the Pinkes of Lisa, who made Lisa famous, Rabbi Yaakov and Lisa, the Nesivus. The Nesivus made it famous. So what happened? There was a Maisa no Rashir and Bito Shalanasivas. Shahisa Almana Ubita Sha'amdalinasi. There was a daughter of his. The daughter of the Nesivas was going to be married, and the Nesivas' wife. The Nesivas had already passed away. Finasu, and they traveled with a certain Arel Echad Le'ezair Likros Begadim Vesarche Chupa Avurakala. Right, to buy stuff for the wedding. But they went in this taxi, so to speak, just the two women, and they went on the road, and this was obviously a paritz, and he took advantage of them, and he brought them into a house, and he tied them up. He was going to light the house on fire. He stole all their money, which they had a lot of money for the wedding. He stole all their money, and he was going to get rid of them. Beitayim, meanwhile, all of a sudden, Katzin Germany, the authorities ran into the house, and the potential murderers ran away, and the Katzin let them go. Belaila, Boha Nesivas Bachalom Elbito. That night the Nesivas comes to his daughter in a dream. V'yamarla de'i, ki kashen izvadati mitzaraschem. Alisi Amakom, when I was told about what was going on. Right, this relates to the Gemara in Brachas about the Mason knowing what's going on with the Chayim. When I found out, I went to a Makam Gavoha, Ubikashti Rachvim Aleichem, Velo Hoil, Kivin Shavartim Alisur Yichudim Arel, Vialisi Lamakam Gavoha Yoser, Vizchananti Shiyamolis Chus HaTorah Shirbatsti B'Yisrael, Bechibure Nesivas HaMishpat. I said, what about all the Sfarim I've written? What about all the Harbatsas Torah? Vizalti Eschem. Umeyata tiu zihiris peisur yichud v'chulu v'chulu, and the daughter told the mother, who told the people who wrote the pinkes to write it down to make sure people make sure that they follow the laws of yichud properly. Again, a little spooky story, but that is quoted by the Lev Elio from the pinkes of Lisa related to the Nesivas' family. Okay, we'll continue. So that's why right here, Rav and Yehuda, even though there was a maker din kasher, they tried to stay away. Amar Rav. Rav continues, Malkin ala yichud ve'edosun ala yichud. We give malkas for yichud. Somebody violates this, Rav Yichud, we will give malkas. What kind of malkas? Rashi quotes, malkas mardus. We will give rebellious lashes. Ve'edosun ala yichud. Right, is this an isser maisa? Is this a lav she yeshbo maisa that we would get malkas for? Pashas not. Is being in there, not coming out. Right, it could be an Isser B'Sheva Altasa. But either way, Malkus Rashi says here is Malkus Mardus. Ve'ein Osun al Yichud. But we would not Aser based on Yichud. Isser, the Isser of an Ishel Abayla is only when there is Eidus Gemura, says the Ritva right here. And therefore, Mitaima de Milzer into the Olam, Ein Besin, Motzi and Isha Mitachas Baila, Ademo de Baal da Asirin Amle, Vehoda Adifa Me'edim. Inami Adiike Eidi Tumma Mamish. If the husband admits to what he saw, that's Shavya Nafshe, or there are Eidi Tuma, Oshe Yiru Menafim, Okim Achobish Vaferis, or they saw, you know, very inappropriate behavior between the man and the woman, that Vade led to the next step. Avalomishim Yichud Greida, but we're not going to answer based on Yichud itself, and that's right here. Malkan al Yichud Vein Osir al Yichud. Also because we don't want to, actually the Gemara is going to say another reason. Let's continue. Amar Avashi, Lo Amar al Yichud Pnuya. This is only by Yichud of Pnuya where we would give Malkus, but not Aser. Avav Yichud of Eishas Ish, if it's Yichud of an Eishas Ish, we wouldn't even give Malkus in that case. Why? Shalote Motzi Laz Al Baneha. If they get Malkus, then people would really think that what happened is not just Yichud, and therefore there'll be rumors about the children that maybe these children were born out of wedlock. Marzutra Malki Umachras. Marzutra didn't worry about it. He was Malka, even Yichud of an Eishas Ish, and he announced. He announced, this is not because we know anything happened, it was just because of Yichud. Omalei Rav Nachman mi parhat yel Rav Ashi. Mar nami lo kibel echris. Why doesn't Rav Ashi do that? Omalei, ika de shava baha v'lo shava baha. I'd rather not. Some people might hear about the Malkus, but they won't hear about my announcement. So that's where we don't hear an announcement when we see something happening. So I don't want to take that chance, says Rav Ashi, to affect the status of the children. Amarav. Weiter, other cases of Malkus. Malkin alotova hashmua. Rav says we give Malkus based on serious bad rumors. What does that mean? Lotova hashmua, Rashi. Lotova hashmua. Misha yotze kol alav shehu over averis. There are serious rumors that a person is an avarian. Malkin also de lotova hashmua. Lavu dichsiv bibre elias. We're going to see the pasuk because that's a violation, a derabbanan violation. If somebody themselves creates their own situation of negative rumors, now we're Bess is going to have to research. You know, if there's somebody who just hates another person in town and starts bad rumors, so then we always know bad rumors start. They have to research it. But if it is substantiated bad rumors, so then malchus alotova. Lo tova hashmua. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Begin Shmuel Aleph with Eli Albanai. Eli tells his sons, "Don't ki lo tova hashmua." And we know the Bnei Eli were violating. They were playing around with the karbanos meat. They were taking meat when they weren't supposed to. They were being mashed the karbanos of women before. So various different averis that they did, which eventually the whole house of Eli was punished for. Beginning of Shmuel Aleph. So Albanai ki lo tova hashmua. Marzutra Mosev La Afsira Al Kasve Umakrile Al Banai. Right, he used to put an Afsira, some type of halter or yoke Al Katve on the shoulder of the person, Umakrile Al Banai, and he used to call the Fanav when he gave Malchus Al Banai, right, to make sure that people knew that it was for these bad rumors. Amarabba, here we go. Next detail of Hilchas Yichud. Ba'ala Ba'ir in Choshim Mishum Yichud. If a woman's husband is in town, there is no Isser of Yichud in that place. No problem. Why? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. This is one of the Chakiris in the Hilchas Yichud. Why is Ba'al Ba'ir a Heter? Rashi says, in Choshla Mishem Yichud, Le Halkos. Rashi says, we don't give Malkus, and the Bach adds in, Ula Hachriz, Kisfaris Bar Zutra. We don't. Why? The Mistafimi Ba'al Hashta Asi. Because the woman is nervous. At any moment, my husband could walk in. Ba'ala Ba'ir, if the husband could walk in any moment, that's why Rashi says that there is no Isser of Yichud if Ba'ala Ba'ir. That is Rashi. Even before we get to there, I mean, we get to the Rambam, but Rashi and Tosfos also discuss here. What does it sound like from Rashi? There's no Isser of Yichud, so you don't give Malkus, you don't make the announcement. But you could read Rashi that it's still Usser. It's just not the full Yichud with Malkus and Achraza. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says it's clear from the Gemara that Ba'al Ba'ir is Mutter Lechatchila. It's not called Yichud, says Tosfos. Maybe that's what Rashi means, but Tosfos says that Rashi sounds like the Silenisser. But it doesn't sound that way from the Hemshecha Gemara. So that's why Tosfos says, V'nira Lafarish, Ein Choshin, Klal Mishem Yichud, V'yafilu Isur Aleka. There's no Isur at all in this regard. But either way, that's Rashi. Rashi says, what's the Svara for Ba'al Ba'ir being Mutter? That is because she's nervous that her husband could walk in any moment, so she's not going to try anything. The Rambam has a different shot. I'm not going to say more or less, Machmir or Meiko, because there are different Afkaminas. The Rambam says, Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Chav Beis, Yud Beis, Eishas Ish, Shahaya Baila Ba'ir, Eina Choshesh Liyichud, Mipnei She'emas Baila Aleha. Because the awe and the trepidation of her husband is upon her. The Rambam does not say he's going to walk in. No, she is in it when she's married, she's in a state of, and her husband's in town. That even in Pashtus, even if her husband might not walk in at this second, but she still has Ema's Baila on her. Many nafkaminas are brought up by the poskim, and we're generally trying to be machmir both ways. What happens if the husband, you know, is in town, but you know for sure he's not coming? You know for sure he's not coming now. Let's say the woman got a call from a landline. Remember what those are. A landline and from the husband, and the husband's on the other side of town. And the woman knows that it will take at least an hour for the husband to get here. Or let's say the husband's in jail. Or the woman knows the husband is not coming. That's an afgamina. According to Rashi, that would be a problem of Yichud. Because the whole issue is Mistafi, right? Mibal, Hashtasi. And in this case, he's not coming. Right? Mashenkein, if the, according to the Rambam, Ema's Baal might still apply, even as long as he's in the city, even if he's not going to come. That's where Moshe. Moshe has a couple of tshuvas about this. In Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Samach Dalid and Samach Hei. So Moshe talks about this case, where the husband's in jail, in Samach Hei, Samach Vav, Ozayin, where he discusses, let's just find this piece. There are a lot of little seifim here about this. Bala ba'ir aval davar yedua shelo yavo achshav. Umitam zeh, shebemedina zu New York, kishabala hu ba'ir, aval yedua hu la, shehalach letzei ha'ir, shemeha bayis ad ha'makam shehalach l'sham hu erech sha'ah, v'chazar hu sha'ah, it's an hour each way, v'tzarech l'sha'ah sham erech sha'ah, and he doesn't work for himself, where he can make his own hours. He's an employee of a company. There would be an Isser of Yichud there in that case. The Kol Shekein Be'elu Sha'odu Be'etzal Acherim V'Shom Shom Shmona Shows V'Aderech L'Shom Achzor L'Shom Erech Shtei Shows. Takes you 2 hours. Surely, Aval, if he works for himself, Rishus B'yado B'Rishus Atzmo B'yachol Lava L'Beiso Kisherotze L'Famim Lek Isser Yichud. If he might come home sometimes, once in a while, he comes home early, he makes his own hours, so then it would be okay. This is many different tshuvas here that the Rambam has regarding the Isra of Yichud. What happens if the husband's in town, but the husband has no idea where the wife is, and the wife knows that? The wife's supposed to be somewhere else. But the wife somehow came home, and there's Yichud, there's a plumber coming over. Right? Does she have to call the husband to tell the husband about that there's going to be Yichud here? So again, according to Rashi, yes. According to the Rambam, no, because Ema's bylaw would apply even in this case. How do you determine, the post can discuss, the Chazon Ish, the Shemat Avraham, how do you determine Ba'ir? What if you have, they quote, what about a case like Tel Aviv? Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Ramat Gan, they're all like right next to each other, but they might be different municipalities. So is that considered one city? Is that considered two cities? What if you have one very large city? Right, you have New York, you have but it's called one city. Is that better? Is that worse? How do you determine? Also, might be a nafkamina between the Rambam there. The Rambam, but still might say they're in the city. She's not going to think about whether that actually she could come or not. Right, or the opposite might be a kula. If the wife knows that he's in a different place, even if it's the same connected cities. Yeah, I'm in Tel Aviv. He's in Ramat Gan. So then maybe it'll be a kula. Different deos in this regard. What happens, the post can discuss. What about the opposite? Do you have the same kind of spousal protection ishto ba'ir? So the halacha is no. You need ishto imo, as the Mishnah said. Ishto ba'ir is not the same. So again, according to the Rashi, maybe you should say the same thing should apply. Isha ba'ir. Just like the wife's worried that the husband might walk in, the husband should be nervous that the wife's going to walk in. But if it's an issue of Ema, maybe it's not applied. Maybe the woman is more in awe or scared of her husband getting angry or knowing than the opposite. So again, this is a major machlokes with nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam. Again, if you want any source to go through a bunch of the tshuvas relating to and questions relating to Yichud, right here, Ramosha Eben Ezra Dalet in Simen Samach Dalet, Simen Samach Hei, Simen Samach Vav, all of these are about all the cases of Yichud that Ramosha discusses. Okay, let's continue. Next line. Again, every one of these lines is jam-packed. Amar of Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim Ein Choshim Mishim Yichud. If there's an opening to the Rishus HaRabim, there is no problem of Yichud. What is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim means? Again, a machlokes haposkim. Does that mean door open or even just door unlocked to Rishus HaRabim? That is a major machlokes haposkim. If you look in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah HaYichud, he quotes this machlokes. There is a kula that Rav Moshe has. Again, you have to know how to hold of it. And I think one would have to use logic in this case. Rav Moshe has a kula that it could be that in our day and age where most people knock on the door, before they come into a room. But let's say if they knock on the door, if they knock on the front door, and let's say it takes a few minutes for the person to come to the front door. So Rav Moshe says, let's say there's a boy and a girl inside the house, and it took a few minutes for the front door to be answered. So you know what? The person outside is going to start thinking about what took so long? You know, what was going on behind the door? So Rav Moshe says, even if the door is not unlocked, but because people know what after they knock that the parties involved have to come quickly, so then that also might be considered Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Other poskim are against this kula. How can you say that? A door locked? Fine, unlocked, but Pesach, but even if it's locked, just because of the knock, so it's a big kula, but most poskim do not hold of it. But again, I think one has to use their, as the poskim say, one has to use their common sense here. If the door is closed but unlocked, but nobody's coming in, and nobody, the people inside are not scared at all, then lechor, that's a problem. If the door is unlocked and it's in a place where anybody can come in at one time, it's a doctor's office where the receptionist or the whoever it is could come in at any moment, so then it's not a problem because it can come in any moment. And less of an issue. So again, Pesach Pesul, it's a machlokas, but really I think a lot of it might depend on how the parties inside might feel. Okay, Rabbi Ikla Labei Rav Yosef. Rabbi visited Rav Yosef, Basar Dekarach Rifta, after they ate bread. Let's say they were on the top bunk, and they were eating bread. Armalu Shkulu Darga Mitute Bibi. So they said, I'm leaving now, so take the ladder away. So you'll remain on top, and my wife will remain on the bottom, and there won't be an Isra of Yichud. I've Amar Rabba Balabi Yechoshim Shem Yichud, but you're in town. So what are you nervous about? Shiny Rabbibi, the Shushbinte Haviva Gaisabei. Rabbibi is different because he was very good friends with his family. He was very good friends. And when there's called Gaisia Hadadi, then you need more precautions. You need more precautions. By the way, the husband here was Rav Yosef, who was blind. If it made a difference, but that's Gaisabei. And this is also Halacha Lamaisa. If there is any type of special relationship between the man and the woman involved, so then more precautions are going to be needed. Like we know when there's an engaged couple. Not the opposite, that there's less precautions. Oh, we're already engaged. No, more precautions. Because there's more bechshash that something might happen. So there has to be precautions if there's a special relationship between them. Amar Rav Kahana. Says Rav Kahana, what if there are groups of men and women? Anashim yibachutz v'anashim yibifnim. If the men are in the outside room and the women are in the inside room, eichoshim mishim yichud. There's no problem of yichud because people usually go from in to out. And therefore, from in to out, the woman's going to pass through the man, but that's a bunch of men, so there's no issue of yichud. Anashim yibefnim, anashim yibachutz. But if the women are on the outside, and therefore a man's going to have to pass through the women to get out, so choshim yishum yichud, that's a problem. And the braisa is exactly the opposite, because maybe the man's going to want to go inside because it's more private, right, and to have yichud with the women. Amar Abaya, hasha to Amar of Kahana, hachi, v'tana mastisa ifcha, adon evidil chubra. We'll go to Chumrah and we'll try to be machmir for potential yichud situations in both directions. Abaya Dayar Gulfe. Abaya used to make separations between the men and the women when they used to come. Rashi says, L'drasha o l'chupa. He used to make rows of charis. He used to put barrels of earthenware between them. So to have a mechitza. Right, for to be able to keep separation of for yichud purposes or other inappropriate behavior. Rava Dayar Kana, he used to do that with reeds. Amar Avin Sakva Deshasa. Amar Avin Avin you or Abaya used to say Sakva Deshasa Rigla. The Yontif used to have the biggest problems. The men and the women used to congregate in an inappropriate way, and Rashi says Venostim Venostim Zamzeh. And it led to inappropriate stuff going on. And therefore, sakva deshasa, like the low part, ria'ua shel yemos hashana, Rashi says, liyichud, right? The worst part of the situations for yichud used to happen on Yontif. Tosfos here quotes, the bottom Tosfos, this is where the minhag came from of Tainus Bahab, right? The Beis Hei Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Pesach, and after Sukkis, Tainus Bahab, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the minhag is quoted in Taft Sadi Beis, right, people might not have ever heard of Bahab, but it is in the Shulchan Aruch, right, based on this Tosfos right here. Because of the behavior that might have taken place on Yontif, that is why they instituted as a minhag Tainus Bahab. Hardly anybody does it today, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. Ubo Sif Echad, Tainus Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Achar Moadim, Yesh Noagim. Yesh Noagim, who's he quoting? Look in the Baragola. Tosfos Kiddushin Pei Ha'alef, Ahad Desakva Deshasa Rigla. This Tosis, this is the basis for all of Bahab. And after Sukkis, why? Because the Magen Avraham quotes, maybe because of the great levity that took place, they came to inappropriate behavior. Good. There was certain captives that came to Narda. Askinu lebei Rav Amram Chasida. the house of Rav Chassid, they took them. Ashkulu Dargam Mikamai, we put them upstairs, and he just took the ladder down so there wouldn't be Yichud. Bahadi to call Chalfa, as one of them passed by the skylight while she was up, Chadiminayu, Nafal Nahara Bi'ipuma, there was a certain light that went off of her, and all of a sudden, she, you know, her beauty was shown, and Rav Amram had a taiva. Rav Amram, again, what does this mean? We're talking about the great Amaram here, but obviously it's meant to teach us something. Shakla, about the strength of the Yitzhahara. Shakla Rav Amram Ladarga, so have Yachlan the Yasara Lamidla. He took the ladder that usually needed 10 people to lift up. Dalya Lachude, Salik Fa'azal. He put it, leaned out the ladder up, and he started to go up the stairs. Kimata Lapal Gadarga Ifshech. When he got halfway up the ladder, he stopped. Rama Kala Nura Be'amram. He separated his legs to make sure that he stopped going up the ladder, and he started screaming. He says, there's fire, fire, fire in the house of Amram. And Pasha, this was next to the Beis Medrash, right? Asa Rabbana came. Where's the fire? Amrale, they said, and he explained what was going on, and Amrale, Kesif Tinan, you embarrassed us. Right, you did that to try to control and make sure you didn't go any further. Amrlu, he says, Mutav tichsavu bi'amram ba'alma hadein, v'lo tichsavu minei la'alma da'asi. Better than I'm embarrassed in this world, right, to control myself. I wanted everybody to come in so it would be public, so I wouldn't try anything. Ashba'ei. So what happened here? Ashba'ei din yinfok minei. So we see here, this is not a normal, regular story. He swore, he forced the Yetzirah to come out of him, Nafak minei ki amuda denura, and a pillar of fire came out of him. Amar le, and he said to it, Chazi da'at nura v'ana bisra, you're a fire, and I'm just flesh and blood, ana difne minach, and I conquered you. Period. So what's going on here? So the Ben Yoyada says this is obviously not a normal case of Rav Amram just having a taiva and having to overcome. It was a story to teach the generation, and even to teach the generations about, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this super duper Yetzirah in him, in order to be able that he should teach his students. And then they should be in the Gemara and they should teach us. Right? In Apu Chabas La Rais, right? Nobody is separate and not subject to it. It's an ongoing process of life that we have to make sure that it is in check. The Ben Yoyada says, Davar ze haya ba'ashkacha pratis min ha-shamayim, kidei shekal echad yikach musar la'atzmo, v'gamim yazkin, lo yamin ba'atzmo ad yom moso, v'lo yasiach daito imara ha-vera, rachmona l'tzlan. How many scandals have we seen over the years? Even doesn't matter what age, it doesn't matter what profession. The yivrach mikol davar sheyesh bimenuch shash tigboris ha-yetzer. V'kivin shehirgish shedavar ze nasa ba'ashkacha. He felt, he realized that this was hashkacha. That's why he hishbias yitzro sheyetzimimenu kadei sheyei nirid dvar chidish le'eni ha'olam v'yispalu v'yoser. And they should be in shock. Obviously, we're talking about a generation where they could have pillars of fire coming out of them. But again, that's the message for us, is that the fire of passion is something that halacha recognizes, and therefore there are many halachas, laws of yichud, laws of negiyah. The Torah knew exactly, the infinite wisdom of the Torah and the Chazal knew exactly what they were talking about. Good. We continue. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir used to make fun of Ovri Avera. Right, kind of put it lightly, like, oh, well, come on, what are you doing? So, Yom Achad, and again, Hashkacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach the generation, Idmilei Satan Ki Itza, Bakisa Denara, right, the Satan looked like a gorgeous woman on the other side of the river. Lavi Mavra, there was no bridge going across, Nakat Mitzri, he took a rope, the Ka'avar, right, he was like holding on like a tightrope, Ki'avar, Kimata Palga Mitzra Shavke, when he got to the middle, Shavke, that's when the Yetzirah, the super Yetzirah left him, so he was able to come back to his senses. Omar, Ilad de Kamachmasi Birakia. And the Yetzirah, so to speak, said, and maybe Rabbi Meir had a vision, right? If they didn't announce about you in Shamayim, he's Zarab Rabbi Meir, Vitarasso. If they didn't say, it's Rabbi Meir, don't do that. Shaviti Ludamach Tartima. I would have made your body worth nothing, like two ma. Meaning I would have, you would have continued. But there was this super Yetzirah that was sent in order to teach Rabbi Meir, Pashtas, to teach the generation. Rabbi Akiva, Avi Mislotzis, Bovri Avera, Rabbi Akiva also. And these were the greatest Tanam that we're talking about here. So obviously it's not Stama Taiva that came onto them. It was to prove that even the greatest could have certain Taivas in that way to teach us. Yom Achad in Mile Sata Ki Itza Bereish Dikla. The Satan looked like a woman in the top of a tree. Nakti Le Dikla V'Kasalak V'Az Ka'azil. Rabbi Akiva started going up. Again, halfway up, the Yitzhahara let him go. Omar, Ilav de Michrazi Barakiya. He Zaru Rabbi Akiva Visaraso. Shaviti Ladamech Tarti Moy. I also would have let your, you know, your life wouldn't have been worth anything. Plimo Aviragala Memar Kal Yoma. Gira Bene de Satan. Every day Plimo used to say, Satan! Arrows in your eyes. Used to attack the Satan and push away the Satan, meaning inside. Doesn't mean he said this. It means that he, right, we say in davening, right? V'lo devi zayon, v'lo devi zayon, batash levi yisahara, right? We daven for it too. Yom achad, mal yom adikipuri have, it was Erev Yom Kippur, idmi le ka'anya. The Satan looked like a poor man, Asakara Ababa, Erev Yom Kippur, everybody's very busy. He knocked on the gate, afikule rifta, have some bread. They gave him bread, and then he says, I'm outside here, everybody else is inside. Can I come in? Aile, brought him in. Krivale Rifta, gave him bread. They must have put him like on a separate place in the kitchen. He said, everybody else, right, it's the mitzvah to eat today, Erev Yom Kippur. Everybody else is eating on gorgeous tables, and I'm here sitting all by myself. Asua osvua ataka. Okay, they brought him in, put him by the table. Have yasiv mali nafshi shichna vekibi ale. All of a sudden, his body was filled with boils and pimples and things oozing out. It was disgusting. Vavikavir be mili demaz. He started doing disgusting things. The Marsha says, this is the derech of the Yetzirah, little by little. Little by little. It's all symbolic. Little by little. So what happens? Amarlei, they say to him, Tiv, Shapir, right, sit normally, right, Rashi, shave kahogan, shotami senu. Amarlehu, he says, Havuli kisa, kava cup, yavule kisa, they gave him a cup, Achmir, shodebe kecho, he coughed into it, he spit into it, Nachrube, shakav amis, and they rebuked, Nachrube, shakav amis, and then he died. Right, he died right then and there. Right, they started rebuking him, and they assumed. Right, Rashi says, "Shaka hu hechzik atzmo kemes." Right, he pretended to die. He really did. I mean, it was the Yetzirah, it was the Satan, but he pretended. Shamu davi kamri plimu kato gavra, and people started rumors. Oh, let's see what happened to Plimo. We got him upset. He was a great Tana, and he maybe said the Shem Hashem on him. Plimu kato gavra. Arak v'tasha nafshi v'beis akise. So Plimu ran out. He ran to the outhouse. Also basrei and the Yetzirah went out after him. Nafal kamei. He fell down in front of him to pretend that he died. Then ki dechazi etavi mitzar, when he realized that Plimu was going crazy. Goli le nafshe. He revealed himself who he was. Amar le my time amar tachi. Right. Why do you say this? Why do you say what? Every day you got arrows in the eyes of the Satan. Maybe there was some type of he was saying it in a way that people weren't taking the Satan seriously. The Ela Hechema, what should I say? Amalei Lema Marachmana Nigar Beba Satan. Davin that Hashem helps you out with the Satan. Nigar Beba Satan. Right? The other Lashon, for some reason, the Yetzirah and the Satan did not approve of. Again, a lot of symbol here. Feel free to look. The Marsha here says that even though Hakol B'dei Shemayim, but Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim, we can daven for it. And we have to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with our fights over the Yetzirah in all areas of our life. Right? That's one thing we could learn. Right? The Marsha says, like the Gemara says in Makkos, Habala Taher Misayin Oso. Right? We have to do our best in terms of that. But it is a little mysterious. What would be the difference between the language that was used and why did the Yetzirah, so to speak, not like the first idea that Plimo said? Okay. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Avirago kol idan, tavi nafalape, havi amar, harachman yatzilenu miyetzahara. Oh, every time, tavi nafalape, right, that he, said tachnun, right, nefilos apayim, as, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, you know, we put down our arm when we say nefilos apayim. Most have the minhag only if there is an aron there, right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says this in Kuf Lamid Aleph. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nefilas apayim yushav u'umad." Shulchan Aruch, Rama, v'yeshomrim de'in nefilas apayim el b'malkam sheish aron v'sefer Torah b'socho. Ava below ze orim tchina below kisui panim v'chei noagim. V'chaser beis hakneses hapasuach or b'shash yisurim espalin omer tchina b'nefilas apayim. There are different minhagim. Some poskim, you know, say it. Like Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. The Rama quotes it, but other poskim say as long as there's one in the vicinity. Either way, that's nefilas apayim. So whenever he davened Nefilas Apayim, which we know from elsewhere is a tremendously powerful tefillah, which is sad that, you know, it's one of those tefillahs that get nixed, you know, very often in certain minyanim. Amar harachaman yatzilenu miyetzahara. Hashem save me. Yom achad shamatinu debisu. One time his wife heard him say this. Amra, michdi, kol kama shani deparish liminoi. He hasn't been with me for years. My time will come, Rachi. What, he has a taiva? My husband, what is he davening for? Like, oh, save me from the Eitzahara. What, he's an old man. He hasn't been with me in years. So, she's going to test him. Yom achad, havigaris beginsa. He was learning outside in the garden. Kashta nafsha, she made herself beautiful. V'chol favetanya kame, she went in front of him, back and forth and back and forth. Amar la manat, who are you? Amra, ana charusa, da'adri miyoma, am charusa. Rashi says it was a famous zona that just came back today. Tava, so he tries to be with her. Amrale, I see niele lach rumna. You know, please, could you get me that pomegranate, the reish tzitzit that's on top of the tree? Maybe giving him time to calm down, or giving him looking for payment. Shavar, he jumps up, also I see niele, and he brings it to her, and then it doesn't say what happened. Pashtus is that he was with her. That's the pashtus. Kiyasalabesi, when he came home that day, havikashagra debisu tanura, his wife was putting on the oven. Salik v'kayasa begave, he goes and he sits inside the oven. Right, we had a story like this at the end of the first parak, if you remember. Right, he goes and sits inside the oven. Amra le, my hai, she says, what are you doing? Amra la hachi v'achi avimaisa. He spills the beans, he says exactly what happened. Amra le, anavai, it was me! Don't worry about it, it was me! Lo ashkechva adiyava le simane. He didn't believe her until she gave him simanim. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I'll tell you. She goes through. She proves. Amar la, he says, even so, anam yel yisuri chavni. I still had an avera in mind. So, I'm terrible. Kol yom avshaloso tzadik, ha yimisan et shemeis, ba'osa misa. All the days of that tzadik, he was misan. He fasted and fasted until he died. Until he died ba'osa misa. Pasha, it sounds like he was burned in some way, but that's he died ba'osa misa. The Iyun Yaakov here says, this is not considered ma'abid atzmo ladas, because he was doing it derech tshuva. That's what he says. He quotes other Gemaras. Again, we had this at the end of the first parak also. It was derech tshuva, right? We had in Masechet Avodah Zarah, right? Elazar ben Derdaya. Somehow he died mysteriously doing tshuva, crying and crying that he lost himself. And other cases that we have earlier in this Masechta of jumping into a fire to prevent someone from doing an avera. Yeah, but either way, this is the Rabbi Tzadok we had on Daf Mem earlier. Titania, where do we see though that he's still at fault even though he didn't do it? We know from Nedarim, Isha HaFeirah Vashem Yislach La, her husband is made for her neder, but she still needs forgiveness. What's the case talking about? A woman makes a neder, and the husband gets rid of the neder, is made for it. She did not know that her husband got rid of it. And she thinks she's a nazira, but she still, bemazed, is violating, even though inherently she's not violating. Still, the Torah says there, forgiveness is needed. Rabbi Akiva, we've discussed this in the past. Ki avi mati lai psuk avi bachin. Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, used to cry. Omar, umami shinaskabin lecho basar chazir. Follow beyodo basar tzle. If the pasuk here, so in my case, you think you're doing something, eating something not kosher, and it ended up being kosher. Omra torah tzricha kapara v'slicha. Mishinaskabin lecho basar chazir. Follow beyodo basar chazir. Alachas kama v'kama. Right, if he actually didn't have Aveira, of course. Rabbi Akiva used to cry when he got to this pasuk, though. Why dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? So, Api Kabbalah, the Ben Yehoyada quotes here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes in Nazir Chaf Gimel, where this comes up, that the Asara Haruge Malchus were Gilgulim, whatever that means, they were parallel to the 10 brothers that sold Yosef. And what the brothers do? The same idea. They did an Aveira. They thought they did an Aveira. They did a B'mezah. They sold their brother. But what does Yosef say to them? Kilamichya shlachani. Really, it was all part of the divine plan. So it was just like Niskavein lechol chazir ve'ala biyada basar tle. But they're still punished for it. And that's why Dafka Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Shimon. And that's why Rabbi Akiva had the worst, right, of the Asara Ruge Malchus, right, because he was somehow connected to Shimon. That's why he definitely used to cry, because he knew what was going to be in the future, right, because he knew this chait that occurred, the brothers, is parallel to this. So the Ben Yoyada, again, quotes that idea here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it in Nazar Chaf Gimel. Kayotzi v'davar ha-ta'omer. Similarly, v'lo yada v'ashim v'nasa avono. In the context of Ashim Talui, you don't know if you did the Aveira, and you still have to bring a carbon. K'shay Rabbi Kiva magiyah l'pasik zeh ha-yaboche. Rabbi Kiva also cried by this pasik. Uma mishnas kavin lechol shuman. I have kavanah to eat kosher fat. V'ala b'yado chelev, and I end up eating non-kosher fat. Amra Torah v'lo yada v'ashim v'nasa avono. I have to bring a carbon. Mishnas kavin lechol chelev. V'ala b'yado chelev, alachas kama v'kama. If I actually did the Aveira, obviously it's even worse. Isi ben Yehuda omer v'lo yada v'ashim v'nasa avono. Al dover ze yidvu kol advuyim. This is something that we cry about. We cry about a lot because it's a kal v'chomer that we learn from these chazals. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there, but let's just do a little more. Getting back to Hilchos Yichud. Miskavit misyachid adam imimo. The Mishnah said, a man could have Yichud with his mother. Amar Yehuda Mara, Ravasi. Misyachid adam imachoso. A person could have Yichud with his sister. Rashi says here, sister, where's the Rashi? Misyachid imachoso liprakim. Right, that means not kavua. A brother and a sister shouldn't rent an apartment together, the poskim say. Brother and sister, there's no isra of yichud by brother and sister, but that doesn't mean bakroi. The parents go away for a couple of days. That's fine, right? The kids don't have to move out. There's no yichud there. But it's for an extended period of time. A brother and sister shouldn't have yichud. That's what Rashi says here, and that's what the poskim quote. Be'akroi. Moshe also has a tshuva about this also, there in Chelek Dalet. So, Misyachad Adam Echoso V'darim Imo V'imbito. And he, interesting, it's Misyachad with a sister and live with mother and daughter. Right, that's the diuk. Dar means even in a kavua. Right, what about an adopted daughter? That's a serious, serious issue. An adopted daughter, issues of yichud. So Tzitz Eliezer has a big kula that many rely on, that if the daughter was adopted at a very, very young age, and the daughter looks at the mother like a mother, and vice versa, so then there could be kulas even of yichud, and even maybe of negiyah. Right, that's the Tzitz Eliezer discusses that in Chelek Vav. But again, he says that if I don't give this heter, it's not that the heter doesn't have what to be based on. It does. But I need to give the heter, because if not, this will ruin the entire, nobody's going to want to adopt a child that are needed, because they know in a couple of years they're not going to be able to have yichud and negiyah, and it's just going to lead to problems. The godless of the Tzitz Eliezer. Ki amar kame de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, amar asu lezyachanim kol araisha b'torah v'afilu behema. Shmuel says you can't have any arayas. Can't have any yichud with any of the arayas, even with an animal. Tznan misyachad adam imimo v'imbito v'yashen imam b'kir basar v'tiyof to the Shmuel. Our Mishnah says this mutter. Can have yichud with a mother. Amar lecha Shmuel u'letaymech hadatanya achoso v'chamoso v'shala kol araisha b'torah. Ein misyachin imam ela be'edim. What do you mean? The Brisa says even a sister you can't have yichud with. Be'edim in shlo be'edim lo. So you're telling me the Mishnah's akasha on me. The Brisa supports me. Ela tanoi he really it's a machlokas tanoim detanya. Amar Rabbi Meir hizaru bi mipnei biti. Right, be careful with me because of my daughter. Meaning Rabbi Meir is machmir. Amar Rabbi Tarfon hizaru bi mipnei kalasi. No, daughter-in-law. Don't worry about daughter. Daughter-in-law, see, he's a machlokas. Lig lavoso, Tamid, there was even a student that made fun of Rabbi Tarfon. What are you worried about? Amar Rabbi Vel, Mishur Rechanim, Gamliel, Loha Yamim, Watim, Ashenech, Shaloso, Tamid, Bechamoso. Right, that student got into something with his mother-in-law. Afilu and Behema, the next line of the Braisa, Abaya, Machlele, Mikula, Dabro. When Abaya used to go into a field, he got all of the animals out of the field. Rav Sheshes Mavre Le Matzra, he used to cause them to go over to the other side. Rav Chanan Minardo, Igler Rav Chanan from Nara, Chazi Di Yosef Vekagaras, Vekayma Behema Kameh. He saw there was an animal right next to him. Amar Le Lo Sara Lamar Filon Behema. Don't you hold of that? Amar Le Lava Datoy. I didn't know. Tosfa says, Anan Kaimalon, we hold today, like the Rabbanon of Rav Yehuda, who say on Tamar's Daf, Lo Nechshadu Yisrael Lo Amishkav Zachar Velo Ala Behema. There is no Isra of Yichud at all with the same gender or with a behema. But Rachmana Litzlan, the poskim say, let's say there's to have a man Yichud with a man who one of the men is known to be gay, Mishkav Zachar, then there would be an Isra of Yichud in that case. Right? It's Rachmana Litzlan. Right? Lo Nechshadu. But if somebody is Chashud, then there is Yichud. Right? It's just the general Lo Nechshadu. Finishing up, Amar Rava Mizyachad Adam Imshtei Yevamos. A man is allowed to have Yichud with two women who are known to hate each other. Two Yevamos, two potential co-wives, Vimshtei Tsaras, Im Isha V'chamosa, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. im isha ubas baila, stepdaughter im isha vitinokes yodas tambia vein moseretas malabia, or was a child who would be able to know something's going on even though there's no taiva, like the same type of child that we use for an age by a chupas nida. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beneshem tomorrow, Rabosai. We finish up last off of Maseches Kedushin. We get to talk about Tosha Barufim Legehenim, right, and all the other wonderful chazals in the last Mishnah of Maseches Kedushin. Again, we want to thank today's sponsors, the two sponsors for today's shiur, the Cram family in memory of our father, Norman Cram, on the occasion of his first yard site, Nachem Shimon ben Yitzchak Aryeh Olav HaShalom, and also from the Levine family, sponsored by its children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Lezecha Nishmas Eliezer Leib ben Yehuda Louis Lester Levine Olav HaShalom, whose 24th yard site was last Shabbos. We thank for the sponsorship. Tomorrow, we pick up with the last stop of Kiddushin.